Martin and Abner brought to you by the makers of Miles Nervine and Alka-Seltzer. Listen for a special announcement by Lum and Abner at the end of this program. Well, Lum's little fiasco of yesterday turned out to be a big success. When he failed to get the options on the land and the steam shovel failed to show up, Lum thought he would never be able to explain things to Henry J. Kaiser. However, when K. Kaiser arrived instead of Henry J. and was interested in a flowering plant instead of an industrial plant, Lum was saved. So everything turned out beautifully, for once. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. Friends, have you had this experience? One of those days when everything seemed to go wrong? When the children were especially tiring and one thing led to another until by the time you went to bed, you were so overwrought that nervous tension kept you from sleeping. And as you turned first one way and then another, the very fact that you couldn't sleep made you wider and wider awake. Well, next time that happens to you, try Miles Nervine. You see, for nearly three quarters of a century, Miles Nervine, a dependable, mild, but effective sedative, has been helping to save the situation at just such times as that. You'll never know how much Miles Nervine can do to help you relax until you try it yourself. So get Miles Nervine from your favorite drugstore. Caution, use only as directed. Miles Nervine comes in two forms, liquid at 25 cents and $1, and effervescent tablets at 35 and 75 cents. Always remember, ask for genuine Miles Nervine. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Abner and Grandpappy Spears in the Jot'em Down store discussing Lum. Listen.
Giving out autographs.
Yes, sir, that's what that Lum's doing. Didn't you see him stand down there by the barber shop, crowd of young'uns around him?
Yeah, did notice some commotion around there, never paid no attention to it, though.
That was Lum, for pity's sake.
Now, what's he giving out autographs for? He ain't no celebrity.
Well, he thinks he is, and he's trying to spread that idea around town, too.
Well, I still can't see what anybody'd want his autograph for.
Well, don't you see, Grandpap, it's on account of him being such a close friend of Kay Kaiser. Oh, I say close. He ain't actual. That's just Lum's idea. Never seen Kay in his life till yesterday.
That's what I was thinking.
But you know Lum. Don't take nothing at all to make him think he's a big celebrity of some kind.
Oh, sassy Fresh.
You know
he's
taking all the credit for having Kay Kaiser come here to Pine Ridge.
Why, he never got him to come down here.
He
come here himself because he's looking for some kind of a special Arkansas flower.
That ain't the way Lum's telling him. According to him, Kay just come here to put on that concert as a special favor for his old pal Lum. Why, he talks like him and Kay Kaiser growed up together as young'uns.
Well, that's Lum for you.
Yeah. And I don't reckon he'll ever change.
Well, I'll say one thing. That Kay Kaiser sure put on a spavin-legged good show yesterday.
Oh, that was a humdinger, yeah.
Stood up there and acted so comical so I like to laugh my head off.
Oh, he's a card, that feller. He's funnier than Tom Forster at a sociable.
Oh, he outcats Tom six ways from Sunday.
Yeah.
Even when Tom summers where he can get a lampshade to put on his head.
Yeah. I'll tell you this, that band of his is away yonder better than the Macmillan boys, too, Grandpap.
Yeah, but of course there's more of them. They're just three Macmillan boys.
Yeah.
Four when their mama sets in with them and plays a concertina.
Yeah, but even with mama throwed in, I'll still take Kay Kaiser's outfit anytime.
Well, they can play louder, I'll say that for them. They're pretty evenly matched, too. All get done playing at just about the same time.
Yeah. Now, you take Ernie. That's the youngest Macmillan boy. He always comes in several meters behind the other. He just ain't stout enough for him, it looks like.
No, they set too fast a pace for
Ernie.
Yeah,
he's too little to pick that guitar fast enough.
Yeah, I recollect one. Well, there comes a celebrity.
Lum.
Yeah, him.
If you want to stay on the good side of him now, you'd better ask him for his autograph. He made me take three of them this morning.
Oh.
He did. Watch him strut there. Look at him.
Evening, folks. Hi, y'all.
Hi.
Did you say evening? You're right. That's right.
Law me, are you beginning to talk like him?
Talk like who?
You know who.
I'm talking like L. Edwards, the old professor of musical high school.
High school?
Yeah, I thought I'd start out kind of easy and gradual work up to a musical college.
What in the world are you talking about?
Oh, nothing. I just thought as long as I'm a celebrity now, I might get me a band of my own, go out on the road with it, play all the big towns, New York, Chicago, Fort Smith.
You mean you're going to get up a regular band?
Well, I'm considering it, thinking it over.
Lom, you don't know nothing about music.
Well, what's that got to do with it?
Well, I don't know.
I can wave a stick, can't I?
Well, I reckon you can.
All right, then. What else is there to it? Feller don't have to have no special talents to wave that stick in front of an orchestra.
No.
Oh, I guess you'd have to have a little music in you so you could keep time with the band, but I know I could do that. I can sit there to dance and pat my foot and never miss a beat.
Well, just who would you have in this band, Long?
Oh, I'd pick up some high-class musicians.
Well, who, for instance?
Oh, I'd get them.
Yeah, well, who would you get? Name one.
Well, the Macmillan boys. That's three right there.
Well, you need more than that. Mr. Kaiser's had at least 20.
Well, there's Ma Macmillan, her and her concertina. Yeah, I'd rather make this an all-man band, though, I believe.
Well, let's see who else is around here got music talents. Sister Simpson plays the organ.
Well, there you go with another woman. I just want men.
Yeah, come to think of it, it'd be hard toting that organ clean to New York and Chicago. Break that poor woman's back. Chances are she'd be too tired to play when she did get there.
Yeah, I don't want her.
How about old Dad Foss?
Dad Foss?
Yeah, ain't you heard him play the jug? He's uncommonly good on it.
Oh, well, that ain't high class enough for my band. I don't want no jug players.
Well, I don't know why not. You said you wanted musicians.
Well, wait a minute. How about Vesper Hawkins? Now, there's some high-class music.
My doggies, I forgot about him. What does he call that contraption his grandpad?
Musical bottles.
Oh, yeah.
I bound you he's got over 100 bottles strung up on that thing. Every one of them plays a different note.
Yeah.
Depends on how much water he puts in them.
Oh, he's clever.
He can play it.
I heard him give a concert out in back of the lodge hall last winter.
Out and back?
Yeah.
What'd they hold a concert out there for in the wintertime?
Well, that musical bottle contraption of his'n was too big to get it inside, so everybody had to go out and back and listen.
Oh, how was he?
Well, it started out pretty good, but halfway through beautiful Ohio, why, the water in the bottles froze up.
Oh, what a shame.
He was playing beautiful Ohio froze over there is what he's doing.
Poor Vesper. Skated over it, huh?
Yeah, he could have skated right on top of it.
Him so wrapped up in his music.
Yeah, too. It's a shame. You know, Lama, if you fellas are aiming on playing New York in the wintertime, I believe you better take a little stove along for Vesper's bottles.
Well, in the first place, I ain't taking neither Vesper or his musical bottles to New York in the winter or summer.
Oh.
I want real, actual music instruments in this band of mine.
Well, that's...
Of course, now, it ain't every day you see a band with the musical bottles in it.
No, it ain't. Let's see, who else is around here? Oh, Lum, I know. Little Duty Bates got a cornet for his birthday yesterday. He's going to start taking lessons. How about him?
I'm just a little feared I won't be able to wait for him.
Well, he's starting Saturday, and he's going to take a lesson every week.
Abner, I'll get this band together myself. Just don't you worry about it.
Man, I wish you'd think about Duty. His mama sure be proud to know little Duty was playing with a big band already.
Well, I don't even know if I'm going to get up a band or not. Just a hidey's all. I'm going out now and see if I can find a new crowd to give out my autographs to.
Well, now, wait a minute, Lum. You can't go rushing off all the time.
I know.
After all, we're running a grocery store.
Oh, and that reminds me. We've been getting a lot of complaints about the dust on the canned goods, Abner. Don't you never clean them things off no more?
Well, I ain't had much time of late. Then we had that dust storm just the other day, you know.
Well, just look at them. They're a sight.
Yeah, they're dusty.
I want you to have every can on them shelves spick and span by morning. Now, I'll see you later.
By morning? Well, now, wait a minute, Lum.
Get them all cleaned up good. So long, Grandpap.
Why, that farming. Thinks he can go gallivanting all over the country while I stay here and do all the work. That'd take me half the night to get all them cans cleaned up. I just ain't gonna do it.
Well, how's it gonna get done, then? Said it had to be did by morning.
Well, I don't know, but Hi, doggies, wait a minute. I know how it can get done. Look who's coming in the store there. Hey, Cedric. Cedric, come in here.
Well, sit down, Mousie. I'll be done with this pretty soon.
What are you doing, Cedric?
Oh, Mr. Abner, give me a job here at the store cleaning up all the canned goods in the place. Want to help me? I'm getting paid a penny for every five cans.
Oh, no, thanks. I get all that cleaning up business I want at home. Gussie had me scarring the stove and the skillets and I don't know what all today.
Oh, well, this oughtn't to take me long. Mr. Abner figured it'd take me all night long, but I got me a system.
A system?
Yes, Mom. He thought I'd have to take every can and dust it off separate, but I got a better plan.
Well, what is it, Cedric? Maybe I can use it at home in my kitchen.
Oh, well, come on back in the feed room and I'll show you.
Yeah.
Take an armful of them cans there.
Yeah, sure. I'm always interested in new systems.
Well, this is a good one, even if I did study it up myself. I've just been working for a couple of hours, and I bound you I've got way over half the cans did already.
Well?
There's just one little drawback in this system.
One drawback?
Yes, Mom. Just set them down there, Malcolm.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. Now then, look here there. That's my system right there.
Oh, in those tubs there?
Yes, Mom. Them are filled with hot water, and all I have to do is just throw the cans in there, and they come out spick and span. Boy.
Why, that's wonderful, Cedric.
Yes, ma'am. I know. That's it.
That's what?
The one little drawback. Them labels keep coming off of the cans. Now I don't know which label goes on which can.
Oh, that's bad, Cedric. Just wait until Lum and Abner see that.
Well, I think they look pretty all nice and shiny sitting up there on the shelf, whether they got labels on them or not, though.
Just one little drawback, eh? But Cedric, think what a horrible mix-up that one little drawback is going to cause. Be sure to join us again in our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. Friends, the next time you go in your drugstore to ask for a package of Alka-Seltzer, why not buy two packages instead of one? You'll be on the go more this spring and summer, and there may be times when you'll not find it convenient to get to a drugstore for Alka-Seltzer. Yes, you'll find it wise to buy an extra package so you can have it with you at home or away. Alka-Seltzer offers extra fast relief from occasional headaches or acid indigestion, muscular fatigue, and the ache all over distress of a cold. Alka-Seltzer is extra effective, too, because it contains a dependable analgesic to relieve pain, plus an effective alkalizer that helps reduce gastric hyperacidity. Alka-Seltzer is extra economical, because it's one product that can be so good for so many common ailments. Yes, buy two packages of Alka-Seltzer instead of one. Keep one package at home and the extra package with you wherever you go. And now for that special announcement.
Ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank you for the splendid way you're receiving our latest picture, Partners in Time. We're anxious for every one of our listeners to see it. And
yeah, because this is our first time that me and Lum's ever appeared like we really look. And it shows how the Jot'em Down store got started.
Wait a minute, Abner. Leave some of it for a surprise.
Okay.
Folks, call your local theater and ask when Partners in Time will be in your locality and let us know what you think of it. Thank you.